we learned Kuf Ches Amar Aleph on top. We said they used to write a format of a get. People will mistake it for think that all you have to do is give a get, so they changed it to a very short abridged version. Talmud we learned Eizeh and Mian. What's considered Mian? Amra. All she has to do is say Ef she beploini baili. I can't take any more my husband. Ef she be kedushin she kitchuni. I can't take the kedushin that he gave me. Imi, my mother, Achi, my brother, because remember, if her father married off, she's married my tate, so only me the Rabbanim. Yes, I came further, Moment of Yudah. Filu Yeshev is my parian, even if she's sitting there on a coach, and she's been carried from the house of her father to the house of her new husband, to the chuppah, and on the way, she says, Ef she beploidi baile, you know, I can't really take him. The Zehu Mian, that's considered Mian. You know, Mian is the slightest acknowledgement that she's not interested, that's already me. Yes, okay, furthermore.
Up to the chuppah. Between the chassan,
we're going to say that even after you get married as well. We'll see.
What is this chuppah? This is chuppah.
Get married, that she's getting married, yeah. She's already engaged. She's now get to have
nusuyin. This is the carrying her from her father's house to the chuppah.
Yeah, between the kedushin. That we'll see later. No, right now we're saying it's so easy. All she does is say, Yefshin, that's enough. Right now we're saying between Kedushin and Nesuyin, she's not fully married yet. She says, I don't want, that's enough. Yes, I came through the moment of Yudah. Even though there were guests already there, the Chasen of Hi, Medes, and she stands there with Mashka, Lehem, and she gives them to drink. And the Omdu Lehem, she tells them, B'shas Ma'isi, Yefshin, B'ploni Baile, I can't take this guy over here. Harehu Mian, that's Mian, even though she's serving.
At her wedding.
Yeah, at her own wedding. Yes, I can't know what I'll be asking you. I feel a shigra baila eats a chenveni, even the husband sent her to a storekeeper. To bring it back an object that belongs to him. But Omna, she tells the storekeeper, not the husband. Remember, we had a machleik Shaman Hill, if the husband has to be there when it doesn't mean. Here, the husband's not there at all, just the storekeeper. Ef shiba plenty by that, can't take my husband. The comment she makes, ain't lach mean godl mze. This is it. That's the biggest mean. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says,
so she makes a comment to the local shopkeeper and does the best as
well. Yeah. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says,
she won't talk to her husband. She won't tell her husband.
She doesn't have the guts. She doesn't have the courage.
It's very common with these bad wives.
Exactly. Exactly. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, "A kol tinei kaz amrei b'mishmul." Any kid who cannot watch her own, guard her own, is not mature enough to guard her own kedusha, is not valid. Amrei b'mishmul, aloch da loch b'mishmul Antigna, da loch like I'm saying, and Chanina ben Antigna is Tana. We learned Tana shalei mian, a girl that did not do mian, but instead for amda v'nisas, she went ahead to married somebody else. She never went, did me into the first husband, but she went ahead and she accepted kedushin from another man. But she heard him say, "Amru nisu er hein hein miuner." There's no greater way of her saying that she's not interested in a current husband because she's getting a new husband. That in itself is tantamount to mian. Iboyelu niskatcha mao. What about she went to second person, but not that she actually consummated the marriage? She just received kedushin without the mian to the first husband. What does that say to us? Is that enough to say that she's Mayan the first one, or she thinks maybe she's allowed to be Mekadosh another guy? Toshma Kamneik, Tanish Shalai Mina, Va'omda, she stood of Viniskacha. All she did was she received Kedushin, Mishra. She said, Amru Kedusha, Heine Muna, Klor. Iboilu. That's a takonda, but.
Make this little abridged piece of paper.
Yeah.
To make it look like there's some formality to it is really just an additional. It's not a basic requirement.
That's right. Yeah. So now, another question. The fact that she received Kedushin from another man, there's no greater protest, act of protest to her first husband. Why accepting Kedushin from another man? Now we had a question. This is a Abiyudah Mesedah. So you're constantly emphasizing this is a Abiyudah Mesedah. Is there anyone who argues? And even if you tell me they argue, my question is, do they only argue by Kedushin? If she received Kedushin with somebody else, is that considered tantamount to me or not? But if she received Nesuyin, everyone is Moida, that is she's protesting against the first husband. Oh yeah, feel about Nesuyin. Racham argue, even when she gets married to another guy, maybe she's under the mistaken notion that you can marry two men or something. Doesn't necessarily mean that she's a Mamayan, the first husband. And in Tim Tzulayim and Pligian, if we're going to say that the Taka arguing in both instances, I feel Nesuyin, who's the halacha like? Halacha Kemoise, halacha Bim Seyo, not. And even when Allah Rabbi Mesayda, when is Allah him? Only been a Suyin in such a case where this is like she's stating emphatically, I'm not interested. Oh, yeah, I feel a bit Kiddushin. What's going on here? Toshma, Omer Abinu Mishmur, Halacha Abinu Mishmur, Halacha Abinu Mishmur, the fact that we say Halacha Abinu Mishmur is Mashma, and somebody argues. Otherwise, why bother saying Halacha? Halacha Mikal be arguing, but Kati Boilach Davin, the Sivim Mikar Adil Mikach. But I still have a question. Are we talking about that she was married to the first husband, and yet this Miyun is enough? Or only if she was engaged to the first husband, then she got engaged to a second husband, that cancels the first one. But if she was actually married to the first one, that's much stronger. And a marriage, should have, like we were discussing, all the cases we had in the top of the page was, she was engaged to the first one, she's in the process of getting married, and she made some kind of a comment, an off-the-cuff comment, that she's not interested. But what happens if she was actually married to the first guy, and she makes these off comments, or she goes ahead and marries somebody else? What happens then? Fourth wide line, middle wide line. Akati Tabailah, the Havin is Sivan Mikara, Idilma Mikacha. This thing applies even if she was married to the first husband or just when she was engaged. Tashma coming here, the Kal say the Avdan, the daughters in law of Avdan. If you remember, we had a few days ago, he was punished by Rebbe for the way he behaved. Because he was disrespectful to Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi when he walked into the class and he walked over everybody's heads. And then when he went out, and then he came back. Even though the Gemara says in other places that if you go out of the room for your own personal needs to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to go back to the cheder and walk over people's heads. Avdon did when he came back the second time. He did. What's interesting is when he goes to the bathroom, it looks like
walking along above all of them. It looks like he's treading on them.
And what's interesting is, and I don't know the Hesbed, if he goes for the bathroom for his own personal needs, he's allowed to go back to the seat. In the case of Avdon, Rebbe told him, don't come back. Tuva dichtach. And who sent him out? Rebbe sent him out. Ashlich of a mitzvah. That's not good enough. You have no right to go back to your seat. So if he goes for go to the toilet, go back to your seat. It doesn't matter. You're disturbing others. But if you're going because the Rebbe, your Rebbe, who's giving the shir, sent you out to do an important task. He tend not to go to Bar Yevama, go check around how old she was. Yeah, and then he came back. He came back.
Because he disturbed everyone.
He disturbed the class, and he got punished for it. Part of the, and his punishment was threefold. He had leprosy, two of his kids drowned, and two of his kids lost their wives. This is the story of the two kids lost their wives. The Kal said, Avdan, the two daughters in law of Avdan, Imroy, they rebelled against the husband. Shodar Rebbe sent the Zugi the Rabban the pair of rabbis, Lemivdikinu, to check them out and see if they're, first of all, they're not too old. And if they take, the main thing is if they take rebelled or not. Omniluhu, so this is how they checked them out. They went to them. It had to be Miyun. There's Miyun.
So he took
Al
Shneer from a sister and a
Yeshaimus. He's helping. That's a big mitzvah. Helping out Yeshaimus. They couldn't afford to feed her. Yeah. Anyway, Amnul said, Noshi Chazu Gavraichu Dikasu. Look, they said to these women, look, your husbands are coming. Amilu, the two girls said to the rabbis, let them be your husbands. That's the greatest off-the-cuff comment, which tells us she's not interested in going back to these guys. My love, the having a siva, they were probably married to this guy's sons, and yet just an off-the-hand comment, off-the-cuff comment, is already enough to cancel the whole thing. This is the question I had before. They were just engaged to the sons of Avdan, whose real name was Abba Yudin. However, the Gemara concludes, like Rabbi Yehuda, say that Philip and the Kama, even if she got married, even if she's married to the first guy, this off the hand comment is enough to cancel it. Rabbi Lazar says,
just
Aga, I'm
telling you not to do
this,
but if a girl does Miyun, or if she's in the Kabbal Kedushin from a second person, and we said that Ein Lachol Miyun Gadol, she has to give back the chayfetz to the first guy.
Don't say that.
It only becomes hers.
She didn't get it. She didn't get it. The mother and the brother got it.
That could be also. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Elazar says that even though that she got married as a young girl, she's not really a wife. She's like a mafuta, a seduced woman. So if she's a bas koyin, she can continue eating truma. And if she's a bas yisrael, married to a koyin, she cannot eat truma. Omer Rabbi Mishmuel, Chazar Nekol Dodecham. I looked at all the angles of the chachamim. I didn't find anybody else who was so consistent in his views regarding a minor. Like Rabbi Elazar. She also Rabbi Loza treated this girl like a girl who's walking with taking a stroll with him in the chutzah. He gets off his lap and goes to the mikveh, and even though she's married to a Yisrael, since she was a Kohen, she's not really accepted in marriage, she's continuing truma. Le'erev that evening. In other words, she can have tashmish with this guy, as if it's his wife, and then 10 minutes later, she can go to mikveh, jump in the mikveh, and eat truma as if she's not his wife. Yeah. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Lazar, says it's not really his wife. Rabbi Lazar says, ain't my satanic klum. What she does is nothing, vain by Lazaka, and therefore they're not really legally they're not married. They're allowed to live together, but legally they're not married. In what sense? Ain't by Lazaka, the husband has no rights in her. She finds something, it does not go to her husband. Her handiwork. He has no right to cancel her vows. She dies, he doesn't inherit her. And if she dies and he's a Kohen, he cannot even matamit her. Not his wife. But still, we go through the motions of a mean. Not his wife, but they're allowed to have tashmish, so therefore we go through the motions of a mean. Yeah. So if they go through the motions of a mean, why Taka doesn't have a right? So Rashi says, because Hefker bezen Hefker. The mafker, all the things, doesn't belong to the husband at all. Sorry, the other way around. Sorry. He has no rights because he's not a husband. Now, Yeshua says, Baila. He does have all the rights. Now, it's not really his wife, because if it be really his wife, you need a get. There's no get to it, only a mien. So it's not his wife. Yet he does have rights because Acham gave it to her as Hefke Bezen Hefke. Baila Zaka b'metziyos of ma'isiyah deo v'afon z'reo v'yosho m'tamalo. Kloz lova hadik ish l'chol dovin. Novos. The kula is yaitse b'mien. You don't need a proper get. So you can go with mien. Yeah. Now the question is, if they're only married midrabbanon, if he's a kohen, how can he be metameter? Because it just says everything.
I was gonna say, all the other things is the chiddush,
including not this. The yeah, how can? Okay, when it comes to money things, hefke bezen hefke. But when it comes to be metameter, the Taita says he's not married. The Taita says a kohen is not metame only to his wife. How can he marry her? We already had this question before. The Gemara says she's treated like a meis mitzvah because her family, since they're not going to yashin her, all the money that we learned.
They don't care about
it. The only reason why people care about other people is because they're going to get some money out of them ultimately. And because this girl's money, we just paskened, everything gets transferred to the husband. Her own family says goodbye. You walked away from us. We're not interested anymore in you.
We're going to bury you.
That's right.
Beautiful.
And therefore, nobody else is going to bury her except the husband. So he's a meis mitzvah. He's allowed to marry. He's allowed to bury her. Well, it comes 12 years old. Yeah, it comes 12 years old. As we say, when it comes 12 years old, if she's not a mine, that's that itself. And they have beer, we say that's a shame condition or a shame.
I'm struggling to come to grips with this. What? Has societal expectations changed so much? Have people?
Nobody under 12 years old gets married today.
Is this a shush?
Today's statutory rape.
Talking about the reflection on the. On the human emotion.
They were very mature in those days.
The
they were very
parents,
people lived till 40.
No. Like the
it's a real world out there. Even today, the Muslim countries, Muslim chal goyim culture. 100%.
What happened in Iraq or some of the kids in the
100%. What you don't understand is that today, I'll explain to you, not only society, it's all money. Today, everyone has money. The question is how much? But everyone has money, everyone has food to eat. Nobody's walking around without food to eat. So therefore, you don't have all these pressures. In those days, if you didn't have money, you couldn't feed your kids. So one of the biggest drivers to marry kids of early is, who's going to take care, who's going to feed my daughter? I can't afford to feed my daughter. That was one of the biggest drivers to marry kids off as early as possible, because you know you have somebody there who's going to take care of your daughter, because you can't afford it. You have sick kids. That's why at 7 years old you marry them off.
But what I'm saying is that for a parent or a brother to say that my sister died,
I have no money. I can't afford it.
You
remember we had the Animari Cotton? Remember they all ran away? Every time somebody died, all the relatives ran out of the city. Remember they had to come and make a special takana tachrichin. They all ran away.
So
they lived for 70 years in this house. As soon as the uncle died, they all ran away because they couldn't afford it.
So it's true what they said, yeah. Babylon. It's true what they said, Babylon, the Iraqi and Iranians are very cheap.
Exactly, but they have no money. Who had money? The Armalite.
Raise money during the year.
Do you need money to shovel and dig a hole?
for a person to take a shovel and dig a
tachrichim. Hole. They needed money for tachrichim. They couldn't afford tachrichim. And those days, they didn't do tachrichim. They did normal clothes. Couldn't and forget, they would, but night, because everyone, it was a bed, right? It wasn't a coffin. Everybody would see, so you made sure there was nice clothes. So they gave the last kopkas to buy that.
Yeah, I don't know if they made matzahs like we do now. I think they just put a pile of rocks.
Yeah. Okay, according to Tesis, Goyle is a matseva, which is the rocks that have to be done in a specific way. Choshev away. Omer Rebbe needed even Rabbi Lezer with Rabbi Shua. I like better Rabbi Lezer with Rabbi Shua. It's not really his wife. Rabbi Lezer, he should midoysa b'tana. He's equal. He's not his wife, and that's it. It makes more sense. He's not his wife. Therefore, miyun is enough. If you learn that's mamash, his wife, it's hard to understand how miyun is sufficient. A wife needs a get. Rabbi Shua cholok. Rabbi Shua sort of makes a difference. What do you mean makes a difference? My cholok. Because if we treat her as his wife in every respect, then to buy a get. You need a get. So why are you happy to Blazer? Blazer is not his wife. If not his wife, what do you need me for? You ask a question, what do you want? To walk out with nothing? They had relations, they had marital relations for how many years and just walked away? Can't have nothing. But a mean is not, it's come out like nothing, but it's something. So Rabbi Blazer is more consistent, makes sense. But if according to Rabbi Shua, that's mamish treated like his wife, why is me insufficient? You should need a get. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov came along and said the following, which he didn't understand. He said, if what held her back was a husband, then it's his wife. If what held her back was not her husband herself, then it's not his wife. What in the world is he talking about? What do you mean that the husband held her back or the husband held her back? Says the if somebody came along, another guy, and Falipzich with this young girl, and said to her, why don't you come and marry me? While she's married to the first guy, another guy, she's 11 years old now, another guy comes and says, why don't you leave him and come to me? Now, but if she says, machmas pleni baili, if she said, because my husband, and therefore I can't go, then zuhi akova shimin ish. And she's saying, I can't go because of him. So he's holding her back. Then that means she's saying, I'm his wife. If she says, look, I'm not marrying you because I don't think you're good enough for me, what's she really saying? Not because I really like the guy that I'm with. I don't like the guy I'm with either, but you're worse. So then, she's holding back, and then she's not really his wife. She's not really happy with the first husband either. She's just, no, she'll be, yeah, puts up with it. That's the difference. They were saying, no, son, log get, if he gives her divorce to get rid of her, it means she didn't really want to leave. He's the one who sent her away. I mean, she personally would rather stay on. He sent her away, therefore she's considered a wife. And therefore she's a wife, she's us and all his relatives and all that kind of stuff. Who also be crave herself, he also be crave of his mom, like his wife. Upasla minakuna. Mean a boy, but if she says not, no, she just walks out of the marriage, that means she never considered his herself his wife. So you're coming in each, he mutter be crave herself, who mutter be crave of. Well, upasla minakuna, not upasla minakuna. Says the mother. Haktoni lekama. We learned later on hamam enes biish. We learned later on if somebody is mimayin by a man. Next mishnah we're going to learn if there's a miyun, then as if they were never married. She is permitted to marry his brother, and he's permitted to marry her sister. It's clear that it's not considered his wife at all. Who muta bekrev le pasam lekuna nasan leget. But if he gave a divorce, who also be kreviser? He is a kreviser. Now the question is: this sounds exactly like your pirush and Abelazer. So why is that the next mishnah? And for the Gemara, pirush he came and next mishnah explaining what Abelazer meant. Akavim Menish means that he gave her a get, and Akavim Menish means miyun. If she's the one who held back, in other words, she made the miyun. It's up to her whether she walks out or not. Then they're not married. If it's from him, in other words, he gave her a get. She doesn't want to leave. He gave her a get. That means she considers herself really his wife. He throws her out. So then we treat as a wife, us and Bekravis and all that. As the Mishnah says right now, Mishnah. Hamamen. Yeah. Abloz Rav Shimon, yeah. No, it's Abloz Ben Yaakov. What's that? This is Abloz Ben Yaakov. Oh, the first one, Abloz, yeah. Which Abloz is it? It says on in the Bach, it's Rabbi Lezer. Okay. Mishnah. Hamamenes be'i, a girl 12 years old, walks 11 years old, walks out on her husband, as if they were never married. He's allowed to marry his relatives. She's allowed to marry his relatives. and it doesn't disqualify her from the kohuna as if she was never married. Nosan lo get, but if he gave her a get, even though Matayla were never married, because she's only a young little girl and her mother or sister married her off, nevertheless, it looks like, appearance sake, it looks like she's divorced. Who also bekreva yiseh ha? The he asuda bekreva of the forbidden each other relatives, upasla min akuna, she cannot marry a kohen. What about, interesting case now. Nosan lo get, her husband Reuven gave her a divorce, and then he fell in love with her again, Verzida, and took her back a year later. She's still 9, and now 10 years old. And the second time around, me and the boy, she couldn't take anymore. She walked out, v'nisas la'acha, and then she married another guy. Venice Armel, the guy, she got divorced or widowed from the second guy. Muter is lost, let's go back to the first husband. Now, we know the din is that if you divorce your wife, you're allowed to take her back. If you divorce your wife and she marries another guy and then she gets divorced, you can't take her back. How come you could? Because since the first husband divorced her, true, with Rabban, and then married again and she did a mi'un, she walked out, that mi'un reverses even the first marriage, as if they were never married. It unravels the get, the first get, as if they were never married and divorced at all, because mi'un takes completely removes any relation they had from the day one.
And this taking back is done by the brother and the mother, or is doing the taking back the second time?
The girl can do it herself. It makes no difference. The din is that if the father is alive, married her off once, and then she's divorced, she can marry herself off, though she's 10 years old. Yeah, everyone loses their rights.
Yeah, but that's because she had a proper marriage.
No, but she's gone. Now, the brother's anything.
But if it's a father, then it's a proper condition.
The first time, then was divorced. Yeah. Then she goes and marries the second guy. She can do it herself. It's Omid Rabban.
Yeah, you know, what's
11 years old, she's now a free woman.
Because of the fact that she had kiddushin based on the father. When she was
exactly. Or, now, the father's dead. She can, three ways she can get married. Yeah. Brother, a sister, mother, or herself.
Yeah, okay. But the min of Torah dikem marriage.
Only the father. That's right.
So once the father does that marriage and she becomes a kind of free agent, as it were, when she gets divorced as a ketana still.
If her father married off Mahatayda and divorced, then Mahatayda she was divorced. Then she's possible Kohen and all that.
Correct. What I'm saying is, but here what you had is you had a marriage by the brother or the
mother, yeah. Mother.
Right. And then he's giving her a get.
Yeah. Then he takes her back. Then he takes her back.
When he gives her a get, she's not a free agent like had her father been a kaddusha.
She is. She can marry herself.
Even though it's been a kaddusha ketana, not of a father.
L'cheda. Yeah.
L'cheda.
Mutera la mi and a boy. Okay. Because what the mi and unravels the first act of get. What about me and a boy? She walked out on the first husband, Reuven, Verzira, the other way around. What happened? She was married to Reuven, walked out, and then Reuven takes it back. But the second time, Nosan Laget. The second time, so the last thing that happened between her and Reuven was a divorce. Then she married somebody else. The Nisas La'achav and his Amas Gash Asula, she can't go back. Because the last thing that relationship she had with the first husband was a divorce. Zakha, this is the rule. Get achamin, a divorce after a min asur lachzaloi, she cannot go back to the first husband. Because it's like, if she went and married another guy, talking about she married another guy in between, and then divorced the other guy, she can't go back. By get. If she married somebody in between. Miun acha get, but if the first time the husband was divorced, and the second time with the first husband was a miun, then she married somebody else, muteres lachzaloi, because the miun unravels everything that happened. Okay, that's first prime mission. Second prime mission. Hamamen is be'ez. Let's say she does a mi'un with man number one, Reuven. Then when Nisa's lach, she marries Shimon. V'girshan, she's divorced from Shimon. Then lach, and then she goes to Levi. Umi'ana, she walks out on Levi. And then lach, she goes to Yehuda, marries the girsh, gets divorced, and so on and so forth. She's a very busy girl. Zakla. This is the rule. If it's all before 12, imagine what her life would be like by the time she's 20. This is the rule. All those husbands, number two and number four, that she got out with a divorce, since she married another guy afterwards, she can't go back. But Mimiun, those husbands that she walked out with a Mimiun, it's as if they were never married. Even though she married somebody else, she can go back to the first. Mutel Lazalo, she can go back.
Says,
yeah, but Mirabon still, you're not allowed to go back. Because she married somebody else, she can't go back. Says, you know, Alma, what do we see from all this? Ossi miyun mabatl get. What do we see from here? The same husband, married, divorced, then married and she walked out. That second marriage, a miyun, unravels the first marriage as well. Cancels the get. But a minu, let me ask you a question. Look at the end of the Mishnah. The Gemara at this juncture doesn't cannot see a difference between whether it's the same husband that you have a get in the mean or if it's another husband. In other words, we just learned in the Mishnah that if she had with Reuven, she had a get, and then she goes back and does mean, we say the mean unravels the get. The second part of the Mishnah says she with Reuven she had a mean, and then with Shimon she had a get, and she marries Levi, she married Reuven, she had a mean, she then marries Shimon, has a get. Our Mishnah says she could go back to Reuven. The Gemara doesn't see how. We just said that if get is the last thing, you can't go back. The Gemara right now doesn't see a difference between whether it's the same husband you're doing the mean of the get or whether it's another husband. Fred the Gemara for the minu. Ha mam enesbi, she was married, she walked out on Reuven. Then he says like a married Shimon, Vigisha, and Shimon divorced. La'acha, then she goes to Levi, a mean boy, and she had a mean by Levi. La'acha to Yehuda, Vigisha's divorced. Zah, and the din is Zah, Klau, Koshi, Yotzim, and get Asur Lazla, you can't go out, but me, Mutel Lazla. Alma, Loyos, and me, the Chavri, bottle get today. Over here, we see that Shimon's mean does not cancel Reuven's marriage, and Yehuda's mean does not cancel Levi. His marriage. What's the difference? What's the difference to the same guy, different guys? That's the most question. I'm going to give two answers. First, Rabbi Shmuel says, there was a name of Shmuel, Tavla, you are right. Tavla means literally break it. Misha, Shanazu, Le Shanazu. Two different opinions in the Mishnah. We'll soon be more later who these two opinions are. Omar Rav, however, Rav said, well, I don't understand the question. My Kush, what's the problem? But Dilma, me and the day, Mevatul get it. Isn't there a difference if it's the same husband or two different men? The same husband, she was married, divorced, and married, and miun, so it makes sense. It's the same man you're related to when you get married a second time, as if it's a continuation of the first marriage. The whole vort is, this is what Rava said, the vort is, when I marry this husband the second time, it's a whole new marriage. It's continuation of the first marriage. It's as if no longer a get, something like that. And therefore, if I do a miun, it's as if I did a miun to the first marriage, because I'm reawakening, reviving the first marriage. But if it's another man, what shaykhs does that second man have to do with the first man? So the second man, I had a mian. Why would that affect my relationship with the first husband? That's what I was saying. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel says, when you marry your wife the second time, that pshat is that this is a continuation of the first marriage. It's a whole brand new marriage. And if you can tell me that a brand new marriage, the mian, unravels the first marriage, then what's the difference if it's the same man or a different man? So the machlek is, how do we understand when a person takes back his wife? Is it a continuation of the first marriage or is it a whole new marriage? But how do we know? But maybe if you take her back, we call her machzer, taking back. So maybe taking cancels back out totally. Cancels out the get like. It's like, in a way, the tater's machadid. You're canceling out the get. No, let's say even in a regular case, whenever you take back your wife, what happens? In theory, when somebody's married, is prepping my tater, divorces my tater, and then the tater says you're allowed to take your wife back. So what happened? Taking her back sounds like Marzi Rishon, sounds like this is back to the original state. Or is the Pshat, no, it's a whole new marriage, nothing.
If you say that he's just mistaken, then you can't say with Marzi Rishon, the Kesef Kedushin,
okay, first one, but you have to do something in order to be Marzi Rishon. So you got to give a Kedushin to be Marzi. And once you did that, no, once she's your wife, is she like your first wife or not? And this would be the Machlek between Shmuel and the Rava here. How do we view it? So I disagree. I hold that when you're getting remarried, the pshat is back to the first case, and therefore deal with me in the day. About I understand why the mean the second time around removes the whole relationship. Or but me and the chavre, I'm about the day. Why should a friend cancel this relationship? Freddy Gemara, Maishna, me and the chavre, I'm about to get today. Now the Gemara will come up with an interesting svar here. Maybe it's not totally in this svar we just said, but maybe like this. What is the difference? That the you know, his friend, you know why his friend does not cancel it yet? We made a special takana that if your friend divorces, it doesn't go back to the first one. You know why? Why it doesn't remove the get from the first one? You know why? Sorry. You know why the mean of the second husband doesn't remove the get from the first one? Even if you want to argue that it's a mamash continuous, everyone agrees it's a separate thing altogether. So there should be no difference between the first husband and the second husband. But we made a special takana that if the second husband does a mian, it does not in any way affect the first husband. You know why? Because the first husband knows this woman very much. He threw her out of the house. Maybe he changed his mind. So he will hint to her. He knows her weak spots. He will do something. You know, he knows that she likes roses. He'll send her roses or something and then sneer her back. We don't want to give him an incentive to ruin her second marriage. So therefore, we're going to say, my friend, if she walks out on the second guy, you're not going to gain from this because you can't take her back. Once you divorce her, you can't take her back. That's why. So the Gemara, Aidi, the Makedas, Bini Moizik, they know each other. They have a certain language that doesn't come across in words. He knows her weak spots, and she knows the signs. Ozel, remember, she was thrown out, so really she liked him. Ozel Meshabish Umaisila. He will go and do certain things in the Krum to bring her back. Is me on the day, Nami Leila Batal Gidaday. So Gemara Ebezei, his own me and also shouldn't battle his own me and shouldn't battle to get. The ID the Mekedim and Moish Gerais Ozma Shah Maishala. Lukhaida, so why if it's the other way around, why do we allow it? So we answer Hokva Shipsha Vala Ibrisha. No. If it was the other way around, if the first husband had me, and Gemara asks a question. And if you're telling me the Vart is Meskeid that he will entice her, so why if the first husband had Miun and the second husband is divorced, she could go back to the first husband. Why aren't we worried about as well that he's going to try to entice her to get into a fight with the second husband, whatever it is, to come back? Says Gemara, we're not worried. If she walked out, she hates him. So why would she go back? When do we say we're worried if he threw her out of the house? He gave her a get. I mean, she really wanted to stay on. So if he changes his mind, he knows how to get her back because she really wants to stay on. But if she walked out from the first husband, she decided to walk out. What's he going to do? He had the chance till now to get her on side and help. So why suddenly now will it help? So we're not worried. So if it was me and that he did, we let her go back. We're not worried that he'll do anything. Eli Kasha, the Chavi Kasha, if you want to ask a question from a friend and a friend, I'll tell you what the question is. It says in the Mishnah, me and a boy, if he walked out on her, Beherzida, and then he took her back. Nosson, again, the same husband, Reuven, took her back. And then the second time gave her a get, we said, that means that's it. She's now considered a divorcee. Then he says, like, imagine another guy, Vinny Sarmel and his Gaushim, was divorced the second guy. I said, like, can't go back to the first husband. Why can't she go back to the first husband? Because, like, a Machzik Rishose, after she got married somebody else. Time, then his arm is gosh, only because she's divorced. Ha, me and her, but if she walked out on the second guy, Muteras Lachzalei, could go back. Alma, what do we see, Lachzalei, why can go back? Why aren't we worried that maybe he will entice her to walk out of the second husband? Or see me and the Chavri, I'm about to get today. So what does he mean, what? That the me and the friend does cancel again. He could take her back. And we're not worried. And we're not worried that he will play around. But the meaning, we learned the second part of the Mishnah, how a man is be even, he says, Lach, marry another guy, if he gives a divorce, Lach, and a third guy, and me and the boy, me and Zach, Kalko, just men, we get to Sulas, let me and Mutel, Lach, I'm a loyal, so me and the Chavi, about to get today, and we see we are worried. In the end of the Mishnah, it sounds like we are worried, we don't allow the first guy to go back. Because the get of the second guy doesn't help out, because we're scared you're going to entice her. And yet in the first part of the Mishnah seems that we're not worried that if he divorced his wife and then she married somebody else and she walked out, she could go back to the first husband. Why aren't you worried? Don't entice her. Amar Abulaza Tavra. This you're right. Misha Shanazu, La Shanazu. It's two different opinions. Ula Amar. Ula says, maybe I can give you another answer. Keep going. For example, Sheshlosha Begitin. The difference is not, we don't worry about enticing, but if she's a habitual divorcee woman, what do you call it, a black spider, whatever, she constantly, every time you get divorced, she gets a little an alimony, a palimony, and all these things. If she had three times gitten, then we say that she cannot go back to the first person. Then we say that the mean later on does not allow to go back to the husband before they gave her divorce. But before she had three gittin, definitely the me and we're not worried that he's going to entice her. She could go back to the first husband. You need five husbands. Five husbands, yeah. No, or two miyuns. First get, me and get. Yeah, right, six, you need six. The Merziki Dele, she looks like an adult. I'm not sure if you look at her. Either she's mature right now, six husbands. Yeah, she's a busy woman. So either she's very mature or just people see. So many gittin, they think. She's like an adult. So we treat her like an adult.
She's getting a few $100 from each one for Kiddushin, for Ksuba.
Yeah, Ksuba. She's raking it in.
It's a living.
Says he want to Man Tana, you tell me that's two different opinions. Who are the two opinions? You said before that Mishon is all, yeah, the Chesiv, it says, interesting thing. It says, in Pasik, there'll come a time, it says, Yemi Yotanovi says, this Churm Bais Sheni, Meimenu, our waters, in other words, Torah, Bechesev Shasinu, the only way we'll know how lachas is by paying for it. And Eitzenu, our advice, the Mechir Yavoy, we'll have to buy it. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, Bishas Hasakana, the time Hasakana, but Kippur was in jail because he was spreading Torah. I just told you before, it was amazing. Why he was in jail? For teaching Torah. They went and asked him all kinds of shailas. This, I guess he had nothing to lose anymore. He was going to get killed anyway. But the people came to him. We had a whole story in the Gemara of Shimon Yochai, who was a kid. That he, anyway, we'll see you later. This Baksha Halachazu, this question came up. What was the question? How did she yotze Marishim again? She left the first husband with a divorce. Umisheni me, and then she married the same guy and walked out of me. Can she go back to the first husband now? That was the question that was asked. So in our Mishnah it says clearly that we don't want her to go back because we're scared that she's going to be induced by this guy. According to one opinion, she's going to be induced by this guy to come back. According to Rabbi Shmuel, machlekes whether she can go back or not. So we'll see in a minute. Sochrei Adam Echad, so they hired somebody. They didn't want to hire one of the top. They didn't, another time come by there because there were guards over there. It was dangerous. The police right away arrest you. So they hired this Poshita guy. But Arba Mezuz cost him $400 because the guy was risking his life to ask Rabbi Akiva a question in halach in jail. Because you're not allowed to learn Taita then. The Shaulus Rabbi Akiva, and he asked Rabbi Akiva in jail this question. But also Rabbi Akiva said, forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda ben Sivin, they went to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda in the city of Sivin, but also the Asad. So that's the pasuk meimenu, the pasuk meimenu bekesef shasinu. We had to hire somebody for $400 to ask a shayin halacha. That's not what happened. That wasn't the question. For that, you don't have to ask a question. Because the pasuk zach leis kares hitartam. Madoch, we say, look, they were, she's a married woman, and yet just saying a few words, mean she can walk out. And a married woman committing adultery is an Issa Karis, yet mean is enough. The Issa Lava, can you tell me to go back to the original husband? The whole Issa Machzi Gudashosai is only alive, and we're saying mean unravels if she was never married. You have a problem with that? I don't even give it. Of course it's mutter. But Ram Kachshol, this is the question. Harei, Hoysa Eishes Achiimo, hear this. That the wife, Shimon's mother's brother, his wife, was this Leah. Yeah, Shimon's mother, Shimon's uncle, Shimon's aunt through her brother, and this is not from the Aroi, this is only a Shnia. Right? She's Shnila. So it's only Asim Rabban. Because this is your father's brother's wife is Asim Ataida. Your mother's brother's wife is only Asim Rabban. Gzeda Ata, your father's brother's wife. And what happened was the Nasa Achimovich said this wife then married your brother, but it's only your brother on your father's side, which is a mitzvah of Yibum. But Mace, this brother died, so now you have to marry your aunt, which is us beside Yibum. Maushet Timoyin Hashta, but she's still under 12. This girl is still under 12. She was married, divorced. Now she married your husband, Your brother died. Maushet Timoyin. Should she walk away from your brother? Your brother's dead now. Should she be Mamayin? If she's Mamayin from your brother, she's no longer. Sorry. Should she be Mamayin from your mother's brother? When she was married to your mother's brother, she was only 9 years old. If she now, after your mother's brother died, says, I never want to be married, right? She's now 11. She gets to do it. I never wanted to be married. So then she was never married to your uncle. Now she was only married to your brother. So you can do the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. Maushet Timoyin Hashta, because she do it now after her husband is dead. V'tokrino l'nisui kamoi, remove the original nisuin. V'tisyabim, and she can marry her, your brother, or the other woman can marry you. The question is, yesh miyun la'acha misah mokim mitzvah. We don't want miyun after misah, but here there's a mitzvah. We want to encourage the mitzvah of Yibum. What happens? Sochri shnei b'nei adam, in this version of the story, actually had to hire two people to remember this complicated case. So between the two of them, they got $400. Uvolu and Shalom Akiva, and they asked him to keep in jail. But us and he forbade it. And I'm sure he forbade it.
Why do they keep going to
Rabbi Yehuda
ben Beseda?
Second opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda didn't cost $400. It cost you nothing. Or maybe they paid him for that as well. It is. Feitzer says in the beginning of Pesach, it's Eitzer Sroll. You want to know why Rabbi Yehuda never went to him. Yeah, but still Eitzer Sroll, but he was a sick man, whatever it is, yeah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Balashin, Moide Rav, Rav is Moide, Shemuteres, La'ochiv Shazeh, Shenesra Olav. Rav is Moide, that even though she's forbidden, let's say he's married to this guy's brother on the father's side, she's allowed to marry another brother. She's allowed to marry. She only owes it to you because it's your father's brother's wife, but not other brothers who are not related to your mother's brother. She was married to your brother on your father's side. The problem she has is that she was married to your mother's brother's brother. But all your other brothers who only share a common father are not related to her. So she's allowed to marry anyone of the other brothers.
As
your sister-in-law. But the only ones and nephews, you. All the other brothers are only a common father, different mother, so they're not related and they could marry her. So Rav says that she definitely can marry one of the other brothers.
So if you marry her, then do you become your own uncle?
Very good.
Or are you your own nephew?
Okay.
That's
the
you both.
Pshitahu, it's obvious. Pshitahu, pshita. Who? Even the Rabbanah, there's no reason to be geyser. Why? Niyu the makedes b'ni moedik of geyser. Maybe he knows the hints. Avol achav loy. The brothers have no shaykhis to her, so of course they can marry. Nay. Ma, they would have thought, leagues are high to high. Since it's us, them, sure, us, all the brothers. Come on, Shalom, we're not worried at all. Everybody. What are you worried about? His brother. Please come right after the avenue.